Lesson 33. The Well of St. Keen. A well there is, in the West County, and a clearer one was never seen. There is not a wife in the West County, but has heard of the Well of St. Keen. An oak and an elm tree stand beside, and behind does an ash tree grow, and a willow from the bank above droops to the water below. A traveller came to the Well of St. Keen. Joyfully he drew nigh. For from the cockcrow he had been travelling, and there was not a cloud in the sky. He drank of the water so cool and clear, for hot and thirsty was he. And he sat down upon the bank, under the willow tree. There came a man from the neighbouring town, at the well to fill his pail. By the well-side he rested it, and he bade the stranger hail. "Now art thou a bachelor, stranger," quoth he. "Fran, if thou hast a wife, the happiest draught thou hast drunk this day that ever thou didst in thy life. Or has thy woman, if one thou hast, ever here in Cornwall been? For an if she have, I'll venture my life, she has drunk of the Well of St. Keen. I have left a good woman who never was here," the stranger he made reply, "but that my draught should be better for that, I pray you answer me why." "St. Keen," quoth the Cornish man, "many a time drank of this crystal well, and before the angel summoned her, she laid on the water a spell. If the husband of this gifted well shall drink before his wife, a happy man henceforth is he, for he shall be the master for life. But if the wife should drink of it first, woe to the husband then." The stranger stooped to the Well of St. Keen and drank of the water again. "You drank of the well, I warrant betimes," he to the Cornishman said. But the Cornishman smiled as the stranger spake, and sheepishly shook his head. "I hastened as soon as the wedding was done, and left my wife at the porch. But in truth, she had been wiser than I, for she took a bottle to church."